This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
G'day, legends, and welcome to another rip episode of the Auntie Donna Podcast, a weekly podcast where we improvise fun characters and bits, sort of like how we develop our sketches. This week, we drop the jokes and just lay down 30 straight minutes of excellent freestyle rap.
You're listening to the Auntie Donna Podcast, the greatest fucking podcast in the world. Brother Mike and Zach and sometimes some guests. We hope you enjoy the motherfucking podcast.
Yeah. Auntie Donna, the podcast.
Yeah.
30 minutes of straight fire. Take it away, Mark. Go.
Oh no. Hey, well, what's going on? We're singing a song and it's a lot of fong. Fong's what I call fun when I want to rhyme with song, but I am dumb.
We're having fong. Yeah, it's really long. It's going on a song and we're sucking on my dong. Yes, it is. Yes. Covering everyone in jizz. My name's Broden Kelly and I'm a little bit smelly. Go, Zach.
Yeah, Zach. I got a crack, got lots of cracks, and they all have a purpose. My bum crack, it does poos, and my mouth crack, it does moos, and my eye cracks, it sees the world, and there's so many fun things in the world, like water slides and roller coasters, and let's not forget party pies.
My name is Mark, I live in the park. In the park, there's a lot of bark, not just on trees. Dogs making sound too, barking all the time while they're doing a poo. I like to dig a hole and bury cats. And my neighbor's cats that make a lot of sound when they go meow, meow, and it drives me around town. Town is what I call my brain, I'm going crazy.
Mark buries cats, how about that? That's a signal of someone being a serial killer, yes, yes. When you kill pets as kids, then lots of times you grow up, and then that is a way that you learn about the process of killing people. You practice on animals, and then there's a pathway to murdering human beings. Yes, Mark's potentially a serial killer.
Just to be clear, I just do it for fun. It makes me feel really good in the bum. I get a little
just to clarify.
Say what you gotta say.
If you're getting sexual gratification from fucking killing cats and burying them, that's more indication that you're gonna be a serial killer and to get some therapy as soon as motherfucking possible.
No, you've misconstrued me. I didn't mean that. The tingling makes me feel like a sexual god. It makes me feel like I'm stuck in a bog.
Yeah, once again, that's the same thing. That if it makes you feel like a god, that's more suggestion that you're gonna be a serial killer. Yes, you are. Shout out to Jay Dilla.
Oh, yeah. I said, yeah.
Yo, yo.
Turn it down.
30 minutes of straight fire. Auntie Donna.
Sorry.
No, you got this, bro.
Come on.
Just change the rhythm. Change.
Just find
change.
The beat.
Yeah. Can I just help get a hand? Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Listen. Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Just stop saying yeah. If you're saying yeah too much.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
And yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you say yeah, and you say no,
and you say no, but you say yeah. I've got something to say to you over there, and that is... maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
But maybe no.
Maybe no. But maybe, yeah. But maybe, yeah. Oh, but maybe no. And maybe, yeah.
I'm a no man and I'll always be no. Nothing can change my opinion on so. No, no. How about that? Mark likes to go and bury cats.
There's many ways that you can approach a simple problem like a bloody cockroach. You can say no, no, that's not for me. Or you can say yes, please, a tee-hee-hee.
I'll get my gun. I'll load it up.
Oh my god.
I drive down the street.
No.
To shut them up.
Oh my god.
Bang, bang, oh. Bang. Out the window I go. Shooting up the LD like I just don't know.
Oh my god. Mark Bonanno. What the fuck you doing over there, Panano? Hama ba bamba, cham of wham. Ham cham, lamb fam.
Have you ever had a ham sandwich? Have you ever had a ham sandwich from a store?
From a store?
Talk to me.
Yes. I have got a ham sandwich. I love ham sandwiches. They're really delicious. I love ham sandwiches. They're in my tummy. Yum, yum. I'll eat ham sandwiches every day in my tum.
I'll eat a chicken sandwich too, if you're giving that to me too. Give me a chicken sandwich, please. Put mayonnaise on that, yes, please. I'll have it with lettuce. I'll have it with lettuce. Don't get rid of the lettuce. I'll have it with lettuce. Is it crisp? Is it crisp? Is it crisp? Is it crisp lettuce? Give it with it. Shim dam ding get a wing wang woo.
Yes, you will wear. I'll have it real yum. Yes, it'll be in the inner of my tum. Yes, it's a jabber, but under the glaze. I'm gonna have the ham with mayonnaise. Oh, Mark, having a sandwich. Yes, I am. Lamb famage. Oh, when we lose confidence at the end of our rush, we just do some gibberish.
Lamb famage, lamb famage, lamb famage. Let me say, lamb famage, lamb famage, lamb famage. Let me say.
So many people will come to you, say I can't eat gluten, la la la. I'll tell you why I can't eat gluten, cause I can't have it in my tum. And they'll tell you that instead of a sandwich, they will just put the ingredients in a big thing of lettuce, wrap it up. That's not a sandwich, I'm happy for you, but that's kind of more like a salad thing.
Too much meat in this world, too much meat in this world. You go to an abattoir, they're killing cats in the abattoir. Killing cows, I meant to say cows. I'm sorry, I say cats, I got cats on my mind. Too much meat, we eat meat, it's all packaged, it's all real neat. But did you know that they have to kill a cow with a little pole that goes into the skull? It kills the cow and it's really messed up. And they ever cut a head off a chicken, cunt?
Stop. This is putting us to our limits and we've still got 23 minutes.
No!
Yeah, yes
it is. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Broden Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, let me tell you the latest news in Hollywood today and do poos. Deadline... Oh, this is too fast.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. LA coronavirus report, public health confirms 9 deaths. Oh my God, that's more full on than I thought. Now I'm gonna find something fun. Predator returning with 10 Cloverfield Lane, Helmer Dan Trachtenberg at 20th Century Fox. I'd love to know your thoughts about whether he can... pull it off at 20th Century Fox.
I saw Tenet the other weekend. I saw Tenet the other weekend. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. I fucking hated it so fucking much. Chris Nolan can go and get fucked. I thought it was the worst, couldn't understand a thing. And the action sequences were okay.
Hey, I'm sorry that you're feeling sad today, but you haven't clearly seen The Counselor, directed by Ridley Scott and written by the guy who wrote the book for The Road. It's a very bad film, so much worse than Tenet.
Movies are fun. Now let's get down to it. Let's get down to it. Yeah. Auntie Donna, fucking your dad. Auntie Donna, fucking your dad. Auntie Donna, fucking your dad. Auntie Donna, fucking your dad.
Hey.
Auntie Donna, fucking your dad.
Hey.
Auntie Donna, fucking your dad. Auntie Donna, fucking your dad.
Tenet's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Tenet is not that great, but I think there's good moments that I masturbate to. In my bed at night, I get a tissue and masturbate into the tissue. And semen goes in the tissue. And semen goes into the tissue. And tissue goes into the toilet. And take it away, Mark.
Well, I got some questions for you if you've seen Tenet and you think it's cool. One, what happened? Two, what were they doing? Three, who did they work for? Four, what the fuck was going on? Five, explain to me the plot. Go, Zach.
Ha ha ha, you silly boys. You clearly just didn't understand it. I'm a smart boy, really smart. I love movies and being smart. I got what was going on. I tell you everything that was going on. I'll tell you why. Christopher Nolan is really smart. I am smart. I'm a smart boy. I understood every single part.
Two times ten.
What?
2 times 10
is 24.
7 times 7,
49.
5 times 8,
12.
Mark, 8 plus 7,
24.
2 plus 2,
79.
Correct.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Mark, can you spell hospital?
H-O-S-P-I-T-A-L.
Very good. Zach, can you spell
hospital?
Hospital.
Too easy, boy. It starts with a H and goes to the O. Then there's a P and then there's a Y.
Incorrect.
Then an L and Y on T.
Wrong.
Hospital, that's how you spell it. I'm smart and cool and I've got flow.
All right, Mark. Spell for me hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
That's a H, that's an I, that's a P, that's a P, that's an O, that's a P, that's a U, that's a T. S with an S as well. That is correct. Fuck you, I don't know.
Hippopots.
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 Hippopots. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I can spell anything, anything, and do the maths. I'm the smartest guy in the world. You throw me the question, I'll tell you the answer.
All right, can you
spell chatty shop?
Chatty shop?
Spell chatty shop.
What do you mean by chatty shop?
Spell the word chatty shop.
That's so easy, I'll tell you how. You've got to use etymology. Chatty, where's that from? I'll tell you what, it's from the Greek. The Greek charotas apata. Charotapas apata. That's a word that means to battle. Battle then became batal. Batala became shopping. And that is how you spell chappy.
Yeah, Arnie Donna remix.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Check it. Mark, is chatty shop a word? I actually don't know what the fuck you're saying. What are you saying when you say chatty shop? I had to look it up. What's a chatty shop?
Chatty shop is a shop where you go to have a chat. You can buy things if you want, but you can also have a chat. You can have a shop. You can have a chat or you can have a shop. The options are limitless. It's up to you what you do in the chatty shop.
Can I get clarity on if it's a real word or did you just make it up? Is it a short version of Chadston shops? Is that what you're saying when you say that word?
Let me answer your question with another question. What was the name, character's name in Tenet?
You don't know.
But isn't that interesting that we don't know?
But in my motherfucking defense, I also don't know what Leonardo DiCaprio's name in Inception is or in any other film, to be honest.
It's almost like Nolan has had some problems with his filmmaking for a number of years, but our generation can't accept it. We don't know what to do. We cannot tell you what is poo. We can't tell you anything wrong, and now people are saying things. They're telling me that Tenet not very good for reasons that I have listed for many years, all the way back to Inception.
So here's what happened when I saw Tenet. I was sitting there with my cousin.
Wait.
And we were both confused about what was going on, and we were looking at each other during the whole song and going blah blah blah, what's going on? And then at the end, when Robert Pattinson
turns to Tennant.
Spoiler alert.
I'm spoiling
alert. Spoiler alert. Please God, hear this. It's a spoiler alert. Mark's going to do a spoiler alert. Yes, he is. His name ain't Bert. He's going to tell you what happens in the film. Yes, he is. On the film, yeah, Ronan, Kelly loves the fuck. Yes, I do. Mortar Brown. Yeah, check it out. All right, Mark, spoil the film.
Just before you spoil the film, I need to be clear to everyone. If you haven't seen the film, please don't go get COVID for it. It's not worth it. It's not worth killing people for it. It's not worth
Five,
it.
Six,
but
seven,
here's what
eight.
Happened. I'm with my cousin.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. And we don't know what's going on. We're looking at each other during the whole song and we're going, what's going on? Who is that? And then when Robert Pattinson turns to Tennant, because I don't know his name, I'm calling him Tennant. Washington, I'm just calling him Tennant.
I'm pretty sure Robert Pattinson is Tennant.
I don't know. So... then when he turns to him and Tennant says to Pattinson, hey, who hired you? I turn to my cousin, not knowing what's going on, and I said to my cousin, he's going to say it was you. Patton? Oh, for fuck's sake.
I have his name.
Oh, do you?
But just let Killer Mike just do his intro.
I'll let Killer Mike do his intro.
Do you want to know his name?
What's his name?
I've got this character's name.
What's his name?
I'll tell you his name.
What's his name?
Rodan Kelly's going to give you the gist. The character's name is Protagonist. It's just Protagonist. That's why you don't know his name. Because he doesn't have a fucking name. Doesn't really matter his name. Because he doesn't have a fucking name. My name.
The main character that has no emotional depth also doesn't have a name. Good job, Chris Nolan. What a cool way to connect to your protagonist. Don't know his name. Don't know what he wants. Don't know what he cares about. Don't know who's working for. Don't know what he's doing. Oh wait, he's working for himself. Very cool. Very nice. Very cool. Good twist. Go fuck yourself, Chris Nolan.
Oh my
prick.
God. As a person who just wrote a Netflix show where no character has any depth or any backstory or any explanation, I feel like coming to this man's defense.
And fair enough, I laughed as much at our show as I did when I was watching Tenet, don't you know?
Well, that's bad for us, and it's bad for that movie, because both of them should have more of the... either way.
But let's change the subject. Let's talk about something that's not this subject.
Right.
What did you do on the weekend, Broden?
Well, I went to the movies to see Tenet. Yes, I did. Yeah. I saw it at the movies. I saw it real good. It was making me feel groovy. No, I didn't. I saw a Sofia Coppola film about Bill Murray and his daughter Rashida Jones.
No spoilers.
On the rocks.
I haven't seen it. Was it good? I intend to go and see it.
If you like films where nothing happens and then and it's pretty well acted and it's quite nice to sit in it for a bit, but when you get to the end you're like, why the fuck did I see this film? Nothing happened. Broden Kelly, why did I go and see this film? But it's good to be back in a cinema and watch things in a cinema.
Let me tell you just one thing about the thing that you just said. I'll tell you what I need to say, and that is this, and that is this. When you say, do you want to watch a film with nothing in it? Well, I just watched Tenet, so yes, please. I just watched a film with far too much in it. It needed about an hour less content. The film needed to be as long as it was, but with an hour less content, you see. Just sit in it, Nolan, you see. It's fun what you're doing. I quite liked it. I saw Primer in 2004, just like I'm sure you did too. But you need to chill out, man. If you're gonna do Primer, just do Primer. Maybe just when you do Primer, just leave out the art stuff, which I actually preferred, but that's a different movie. It's a different movie. If I'm sitting here trying to work out the stuff about forward time and backwards time, I also can't then be thinking, well, what's the specific tax reasons for the Freeport?
All right, let's change it up a bit here.
What did you do on the weekend?
Me? What did I do on the weekend?
Mark's gonna tell you about it. Take it away now, Mark.
I went to the movies on the weekend. I saw a movie that upset me a lot. It was made by a man who's made other movies that I used to quite like a lot.
Sounds like he's talking about Tenet.
I'm talking about Tenet.
Oh, no.
There's only two scenes in Tenet. Walking and talking about shit I don't understand, or an action sequence about what I don't understand. What are they talking about? What are they doing? Who do they work for? What is happening? It's the worst movie that I've ever seen. Oh. The worst movie I've ever seen.
I'm watching Fargo, season 4. In my home, I'm enjoying the show. Open the door.
I watched Queen's Gambit the last week. I like the way she moves her little chess piece.
7 times 10.
29.
8 times 6.
Easy, son. You do an E and an
Stalling.
I and a G and an H and a T and a space and a T-I-M. You do an E and an S and a space and I can't remember the next number, but I would have spelled it easy.
Broden, 4 times 5.
20.
7 times 9. Take 7 times 10 and take away 63? 7. 63. 5 times 8.
40.
9 times 10.
90.
12 times 6.
72.
10 times 4.
Motherfucking 40.
10 times 4 is 140?
I said 40, didn't I?
I thought you said 140. I'm sorry.
Bro, Kelly got the word. I don't do well at maths. Yes, I was born in the right time in history. If I'd been born 10 years earlier, I would be put in an institution, cause I can't do maths and I can't do shit. Oh, no, no, no. Rippity dip.
Just in my defense, the mix in my headphones is favoring the music, so I couldn't fully hear when Broden said 40. To me, it sounded like 140. Just wanna make it clear for the folks at home and the cunts on Reddit who will undoubtedly call me a dumb cunt. I know I'm a dumb cunt, you don't have to call me a dumb cunt.
I'm just preparing a list for you.
No,
of
remix.
Oh, okay.
Check it, Auntie Donna.
Yeah, check it.
Come in with your list.
No,
come
I don't have the list yet. I'm just sort of like precursoring it while I step
precursor
away.
Precursor it now.
All right, yeah. Well, these boys rap and argue amongst themselves. Zach Ruane is preparing a list of movies that are demonstrably, critically, and publicly agreed to be worse than the film Tenet. A flawed movie, a movie that I didn't particularly like, but maybe a little extreme to call it the worst movie of all time. Because the acting, cinematography, brutalist architecture, at the very least, was solid enough to give it
my
more name's than
Kelly. I love to rap. Yes, I do. Rat-a-tat-tat. I used to work at the MCG. Yes, I did. I got a vasectomy. They cut my dick so the cum didn't come. Yes, I did. And then it goes on the tum. Broden Kelly going to the shops, going to buy some pasta scrots.
I want to make a baby with my girlfriend, but I've had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
They went into my balls and they chopped off my nuts, but then they gave me the nuts in a freezer bag in case I ever change my mind and I want a baby. Who knows what could happen to me? Maybe one day I'll do a cum-me and I will get her preggy. But that's just the thing that may or may not happen. Obviously, we both have to be in a financial place.
Do you really think that when you get a vasectomy, that's when they take a testy out of your body and put it in a freezer? Is that what you think? Isn't that what you think? Down the sink.
Well, yeah. If it's not, then explain to me why I've got my nuts in a freezer bag at my home right now.
I couldn't tell you one thing about that. I hope that you're just doing improvised comedy.
Who knows? Who knows? When it comes to Mark, who fucking knows? Sometimes he'll say things that are true and other times not. He's a mystery. He's a mystery. Tenet sucked.
Yeah. Zach's yeah. ready with his list.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
But I'll do it anyway.
Ready with his list. But I just want to say, before you do your little list, I think that it's okay if my opinion is a little bit different to yours.
I'm okay with a different opinion. I just want you to consider that you have said that this film is the worst of all time of millions of films. This is the worst.
I haven't seen every single film in the world. What I said is it's the worst film I've ever seen. I paid good money to see the movie. And when I walked out, a bullet in me is where I wanted to put into my head, because I would have rather been fucking dead then have to sit through that movie again. Now please give me a list so I can zen.
Cats and Glitter and the Counselor, Showgirls, Troll 2 and Dirty Grandpa, Ballistic X versus Sever, just some of the movies. Oh, and Movie 43.
I had more fun watching Cats. I had more fun watching Cats. I saw Cats and I had a good laugh. Tenet, I didn't have a laugh. That's all I wanna say.
Oh no. Oh no.
That Cats is pretty okay.
Oh no. You just said that you didn't laugh once when you were watching Tenet, and now I need to say that you also said there's as many laughs in our show, Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Yo, I'm entitled to my opinion. It can change like a
Mark
chicken.
Mark, you don't think Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun is funny?
Well, I never said that, dude.
But you did, man. You said that you didn't laugh once at Tenet, and you also said that Tenet is as funny as Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun. Now, man, we've all got different opinions. You need to understand that. Every one of us has different opinions, but when you say that, 1 + 1 = 2. When you say that, you're saying that our show is poo. And I'm Alexander Hamilton. And let me tell you, I'm gonna change the way we do treasury in this country. But be a bit of a sodge while I do it. Yeah.
Someone better go. Someone better go.
Go.
3 minutes left. 3 minutes left.
Someone better go.
Who's gonna end the rap? Do it. I guess it's up to me, yo. I'm Broden Kelly, fucking your dad. Broden Kelly, how are your dad? Oh, there, whatever your dad. I'll find your dad. I'll fuck your dad. I'll find your dad. I'll fuck your dad. He's probably working at his work. I'll come to his work. I'll fuck your dad. I'll fuck your dad. I'll fuck your dad.
My name's Broden Kelly. How do you do? I'm finding the beat. Once I find the beat, I'll find my feet. Then I'll start to
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Rap and go, 1, 2, 3. Rap and go, 1, 2, 3.
Woogie 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 woog
Oogie Woogie don't care what you say. Moogie Woogie do a boogie woogie anyway. Woogie Boogie 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 Woogie Oogie Doogie and your boogie woogie in the mucka fucka tower. Woogie Boogie. Moogie
gotta say that. Let's go chat.
Moogie Woogie. Boogie Woogie Woogie Boogie 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 and a Woogie Boogie 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 and John Howard fuck God Boogie Woogie doesn't give a fuck Boogie Woogie!
Tookie Woogie Boogie Dookie 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 Boogie Dookie Woogie! Tookie Boogie! Tookie Boogie!
Who are you?
Tookie Bum Tookie Boogie!
It's Tookie Boogie!
I'm Tookie Boogie! I'm Tookie Boogie 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 Doodle Boogie
Doogie! Woogie!
Tookie Boogie is Moogie Woogie's little Boogie Doogie!
Tookie Boogie!
Moogie Woogie!
Who are you?
Doogie Boogie is a little boogie 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 doogie doogie. Doogie Boogie was found underneath a boogie doogie doogie doogie. Boogie's got a boogie. Boogie got a doogie. If Boogie's got a boogie, then why can't Doogie have a boogie doogie 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 doogie
doogie.
Alright, Broden and Kelly here with two friends. You got Moogie Woogie Woogie Boogie and Tookie Tookie Boogie Doogie.
Tookie Tookie Luck Stricker, Tookie Woogie Doogie and the Boogie Doogie. But Moogie Woogie goes Moogie Woogie. There's a difference between Tookie Doogie. Tookie Tookie goes Tookie 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 Woogie.
Moogie Woogie goes Boogie Woogie Boogie.
Tookie Boogie Doogie. Moogie Woogie go a boogie. Tookie Woogie do a joogie. Joogie, doogie, doogie, boogie, boogie, boogie.
Please clarify, still not clear. I need you guys to bring it home one last time.
Yeah, okay, I can explain this. I'm Moogie.
Moogie and Toogie, explain to me who Toogie is, who Moogie is, and where you guys come from.
I just need you to count me into whatever the fuck you've chosen for the music. Because I, like Zach, have a bad sense of rhythm.
Check it out. Moogie and Toogie.
Who is Toogie, you ask? Well, I'll tell you who Toogie is. It ain't Moogie. Moogie is the boogie and the woogie and the doogie. And Toogie is not Moogie, yeah, but it's Toogie. Moogie's Luigi, as Mario has a Luigi. No, Toogie ain't my brother. He ain't my friend. Toogie ain't that. No, sir, he is Toogie my best friend. No, he's not. Is Toogie my enemy? No, no, no. Toogie and Boogie have a relationship. Toogie is my hoe in the Toogie Boogie. Sure.
Toogie's like Toad to Mario.
Yeah.
Toogie is a Toogie, but Moogie does a Boogie. When Toogie's doing a Toogie, then Moogie's doing a Woogie. Cause you can't Boogie if you're a Toogie. Toogie's gotta go down to the Doogie. Doogie can get all kinds of things, but you can't get a Woogie or they'll fucking kill you. Never Woogie if you're Doogie! Never Boogie if you're Doogie! Doogie don't do a Boogie. Moogie is always Woogie. Woogie do a Boogie, but Doogie is a Doogie.
Yeah. Toogie's kinda like the gremlin to Moogie. Woogie's other thing, don't you see? But also, Toogie is my side hoe. I've got a girl in every show. And when I go to that place, I make sweet love to Toogie Doogie.
One thing Toogie and Moogie do together is Soogie. We do Soogie. Soogie in the front and Soogie in the back. Soogie cowgirl, Soogie reverse. Toogie from behind and Soogie from the back.
Moogie, Moogie, Moogie and Toogie. We love to Soogie every day. Moogie, Moogie, Moogie and Toogie. Yeah, we Soogie, and if you can't handle that,
a cookie all over Moogie's back. A cookie all over Moogie's back when we do Soogie. A cookie all over Toogie Doogie do Soogie all over Cookie.
To be clear in English, what he's saying is Moogie and Toogie love to fuck. Moogie fucks everyone and Moogie fucks Toogie the most.
When Toogie does Soogie, he don't take no prisoners. Toogie does Soogie like you have never seen before. Woogie can't even breathe afterwards. He's going, Toogie goes, yeah.
Don't underestimate how good at fucks you are. Toogie, you're really good at fucks. Toogie fucks Woogie every day. We fuck and we fuck. Yay.
Broden Kelly's got nothing to say. Toogie wants to know what Broden has to say about the fact that Moogie and Toogie do Soogie and they cookie all over the day.
That's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening and having some fun. We'll see you next week on our fun podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.